This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Everything conversational. That's what you find with the four of us here on the DJV show. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, Doug Steffen, in the know and on the go. You'll all be happy to know the Russians have arrived. Remember the movie, The Russians Are Coming, The Russians Are Coming. Oh, you say that when we talk about the Russians. The Russians are hacking into everything in American life. Well, now, according to today's Washington Post, there's a new radio station in Washington called Sputnik Radio.
Perfect.
And Jennifer, you can go visit the studios when you're in Washington with all the rest of those Salem hosts a couple of weeks from now. Sputnik Radio at 105.5.
Is Donald Trump Jr. doing mornings? Or, I mean, what's the lineup?
Sputnik Radio used to be a bluegrass country station, but they couldn't make it work. So somebody who decided they would talk about things going on in America as they relate to Russia created Sputnik Radio.
It's pretty funny.
Wow.
I'm gonna admit something really dumb. I have several times caught myself saying Spud, like Spud's like Sputnik Radio or whatever it is, because of that episode of Friends when Ross dressed up as a potato, and he did you ever see that episode, Jen?
I don't know.
It was Halloween.
Familiar.
Yeah, and he was Sputnik, and he kept making the joke about it, and he was a potato, and then he had an astronaut's helmet on or something, like some total nerd reference of Sputnik. But anyway, that always makes me think I say it the wrong way now, thanks to Friends.
I'm not sure that Mr. Trump is doing mornings, but let's see. There are a couple of supporters of President Trump in the orbit of Sputnik Radio. As a former union organizer who's a host. Let's see here. There's somebody who's from Politico.com, which will put him left of center. There's a former Breitbart reporter named Lee Stranahan. I don't know him.
Oh, yeah. Actually, he's a nice guy. I know
him. Is he?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All the program is in English. There's a 40-person staff working at Sputnik Radio. So you're in Washington. Jennifer, dial up 105.5. For Sputnik Radio. Okay, Kara, what's the significance of Sputnik? Let's see if we can do a little
bit. The Russian spacecraft thingy-jigger.
Okay, good. That's solid enough. Yep.
That's pretty
official, right?
Did
you Google that?
No, I learned that in school, that it was the Russian spacecraft thingy-jigger.
It was the first spacecraft ever launched. It was called Sputnik. And so there has always been a trail associated with Sputnik. Anything Russian, you can kind of taint it with a reference to Sputnik. So now they have Sputnik Radio in Washington. I think this is fascinating. Got a little of everything, actually, on the air. So, see what happens with that. Who's going to, but Congressman, what self-respecting Congressman is going to get caught listening to Sputnik Radio? Right, can you see that back home? Let's see. It would be good. Down in Tennessee, Congressman Meshuggah has listened to, nobody's going to find him, but it's there. So, and I'm sure there'll be stuff that'll be posted online, some of the audio from it.
It's a good publicity stunt.
Sure is. All right, let's see what else is good publicity. Neil Patrick Harris, one of the people in the news today, after a family shared a video of themselves at a Pride event with their son, James Woods, the actor, compared the 8-year-old to a murderer in a controversial tweet that's gone viral. He said, quote, "This is sweet. Wait until this poor kid grows up, realizes what you've done, and stuffs both of you, dismembered into a freezer in the garage."
All because they took their son to a Pride event.
Yeah.
As a family. That's insane.
It is kind of insane. So anyway,
he's a wing nut, though, anyway.
James Woods?
Yeah.
Look at some of the characters. He played that murdering guy from, he played the character who shot Martin Luther King, didn't he? In the movie about
it? I don't know.
I think he did, yeah.
I think he did, yeah. Yeah, he has played a lot of, now that you mention it, Victoria, he has played some wing nuts.
But I mean, I don't know about his, I mean, yes, he plays weird people, but I mean, I've seen him in interviews, and he himself is just, he's a weirdo.
Well, I think he has to be to tweet stuff
things.
Like this. Like, who randomly just sees a picture of a family and is like, hey, your kid's going to murder you when you grow up and stick you in a freezer? Like, who says
that?
Well,
what gets you into that place? What? Why do you have that opinion? What's in your background? What
well,
made
he obviously
your
thinks
attitude?
It's not okay to be gay.
No, right. Anyway, Neil Patrick Harris wrote, he got, as he saw the comment, took a shot at Woods saying, quote, utterly ignorant and classless, Mr. Woods. I'm friends with his family. You know not of what you speak, and you should be ashamed of yourself. Woods has not yet responded. These things, if he's smart, he won't. Just let it go away. But you do wonder sometimes about people, why they feel the urge. What is there about this thing that makes you feel like you have to comment?
Right.
Especially
well,
unless
people
you don't
being
know.
Mean to each other on Twitter is what people do on Twitter now. I mean, everything right. is about snark.
Is that why people have gone back to Facebook? Because it's more measured? Facebook is now resurging.
I don't know if it is resurging.
Yeah.
Is it?
I think
well, Facebook Live has pumped the numbers back up.
All right. The latest from United Airlines. After these words on the DJV show, it's 14 past the hour.
The Ford Summer Sales Event is in full swing. Get 0% financing for 72 months, plus an additional $1,000 on top of your trade-in. It's summer's hottest deal on vehicles like Ford Fusion, Escape, Mustang, and Explorer. Offer ends July 31st. Take on summer right with Ford, America's best-selling brand, and save big across a full lineup of Ford vehicles. Get 0% financing for 72 months plus $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Hurry into the summer sales event going on now only at your Ford dealer. Best-selling based on 2016 sales. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months of $1,389 per month for 1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Trade assist cash requires trade-in of 95 or newer vehicle or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after delivery. Not available on Mustang, Shelby, GT350, GT350R. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details. Take new retail delivery from dealer stock by July 31st, 2017.
Two little tablets is all it takes to make your thin hair feel and look thicker and fuller. Guaranteed. Viviscal is the number one drug-free hair growth supplement in the U.S., with one box being sold every minute globally. It's clinically researched to promote existing hair growth for men and women. And now, a 90-day supply of Viviscal is offered in your area, risk-free, plus free shipping. Call 800-707-8439. Viviscal nourishes thinning hair from within. You'll love your hair growth results, guaranteed. Viviscal is so effective, it's recommended by top doctors. Here's Dr. John Laura.
As a dermatologist, I feel confident recommending Viviscal. It's backed by 25 years of research and multiple clinical studies that demonstrate Viviscal's effectiveness in promoting the growth of thicker, fuller hair.
Want to try Viviscal? Every listener that calls now gets a 90-day risk-free supply plus free shipping. Call now, 800-707-8439. 800-707-8439. That's 800-707-8439.
Are you concerned about your prostate? Do you pee more often than you used to? Do you wake up to go? Be honest, is there a drop in your romantic life? These problems may not just go away, so you need to call for a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, the number one non-prescription formula for your prostate. The ingredients are naturally sourced. With Super Beta Prostate, you'll have less urges to urinate, less waking at night, and an improvement in your romantic life, guaranteed. Try it free. Pay only shipping and handling. Call 1-800-573-0477. Super Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same active ingredients in just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Stop running to the bathroom and call us now for your free bottle. Hurry, this free offer won't last. Call 1-800-573-0477. That's 1-800-573-0477. Call 1-800-573-0477.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Yes! 16 after the hour, it is Doug, Jen, and Victoria. United Airlines has released its operations report for last month, which has some strange realities to it. You remember United is that fabulous airline that has had so much great publicity in the last two or three months.
Sure.
Ripping guys out of seats and, you know, that kind of stuff. So they can't quite figure why their regional flight network has shrunk by almost 10%. That is, there are 10% fewer people riding the regional jets than did the same month last year. But apparently the leadership there is a little is continuing to be out to lunch because what's happened is the cost of this is like flying from, let's see, come up with a good example, a little airport, State College, Pennsylvania is a good example. I've flown in and out of there. There's only one airline that services State College, Pennsylvania, small little airport, and it costs four times as much to travel that amount. Let's say you're going, most of the flights come in from either Pittsburgh or Philadelphia, sometimes Cleveland, a few from New York, and once in a while Washington. But they're short hops and smaller planes, and it costs you as much. If you're flying from, let's say, Washington to State College, Pennsylvania, it'll cost you as much as if you're flying from Washington to Los Angeles. So, and it's 140 miles, maybe. And so they wonder why it is you can drive from State College to Washington in less than 3 hours. So would you spend $400 to spend 20 minutes in a plane? Or maybe that's exaggerated. It's probably 340 versus driving it. And they're all scratching their heads. Gee, I wonder why nobody's flying these regional jets.
Hmm.
And meanwhile, what I found also very compelling, Victoria, or interesting, is that they're traffic, the mainline traffic, because the secondary, the regional flights are all handled by these smaller companies that work for United. There's a company that actually does both United. No, I think it's Delta and American. But United has the same kind of deal with a smaller company. And so you look at this is something that I find even more crazy because of all the bad publicity. United says its traffic is up almost 10% compared to a year ago on the mainline routes. After all that publicity.
Yeah, go figure that, right?
Isn't that amazing? United is number two when it comes to being on time. Delta's number one. American is number three of the big airlines. Southwest's on-time record is falling apart for whatever the reason.
They used to be the best.
They did. Well, one of the problems is that the places Southwest is, hello, Southwest. And you notice the weather has been horrible in the Southwest. So, yeah, they fly all over the country. They carry more Americans on domestic flights than anybody else, and they are everywhere. But the largest, the biggest group or the biggest area they cover is from Texas across through, you know, into Arizona and California. That was where they started. And so that's still where they have the biggest impact. The weather's been horrible. The plane's grounded, and, you know, they have no control over stuff like that. I'm not sticking up for them. I'm just suggesting.
Plus, they're also filling up their planes more than I think they used to. I mean, I would fly Southwest a lot, and it was very rare that it would be all the way full. But now, they're always full, and I think it just takes their turnaround to load people on is just taking longer.
Yeah, I don't like Southwest. I never have.
For short jaunts, I mean, I wouldn't take Southwest across the country, but like for me to go from Burbank to Las Vegas or to Phoenix or something, it's perfect.
Yeah, yeah, not bad. Okay, so in travel time, as we're into this, a can of beer spent the weekend making its way around the airport baggage carousel after a passenger checked it in on a flight. The man in question checked in for a Qantas flight from Melbourne, Australia. Known only as Dean the Flyer, opted for a can of Emu Export Lager.
Sure.
One of his mates works at the airport, and he and I were wondering what I could check his luggage and get away with. And so you can check any kind of food if you don't carry it up above,
but not
right?
Liquid.
Oh.
It's not open, though. I mean, it doesn't matter. It made it through in Australia.
It did.
The only way you can take liquid on now, I think, is if you buy it, like, at the duty-free, or if you buy it inside the airport, and then you can take it on.
Live fish, a dead cow,
two
have been shipped.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Ralph, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to Superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Lynn, remember, was hospitalized a couple of months ago, suffered a stroke. She's now in a rehab facility, and she's been telling her fans she's doing very well, but she's also shared an update on her website stating that her new album, Wouldn't It Be Great, which is supposed to be released in August, won't be out till next year. She also has canceled her tour. And will not be back on the road until she makes a full recovery. Statement reads as follows, quote, thank you so much for all your prayers, love, and support. I'm happy to say that I'm at home with my family and getting better every day. My main focus now is making a full recovery so I can get back to putting all of me into what I love, sharing my music with all of you. My new album, Wouldn't It Be Great, was originally supposed to come out in August, but I want to wait to release it till next year because the record is so special to me. It deserves me at my best, and I can't wait to share it. So that's the...
And I love her.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah, she's got a lot of spunk, man, I'll tell you. Was she 88 or something? How old is she?
85? Didn't she just have her 85th birthday at the Ryman? I'm pretty sure, right?
Could be. That sounds right, yeah.
All right, next up in music news, which is what we do in this part of every hour, Kid Rock is in the focus. He was working Twitter into a frenzy when he confirmed that a new Kid Rock for Senate website was legit. He said, quote, I have a ton of emails and texts asking me if this website is real. It's kidrockforsenate.com. The answer is an absolute yes.
Yeah. Senator Kid, Senator Rock.
Stay tuned. I have a major announcement. This isn't the first time he's been rumored for political office. Back in February, there was a report claiming that his name was tossed around as possible Senate candidate at the Republican Party convention in Michigan. Senate seat is now in the hands of Debbie Stabenow, who's been there since 2000. So his social media, Jennifer, seems all focused on the Senate run. Some question whether when you click to buy merchandise on the campaign site, it sends you back to Warner Brothers Records to buy his record. Maybe this is just a big promotion. What do you think?
Maybe, but he's been talking about this for a while. It wouldn't surprise me if this were legit, if he is really thinking about running.
I'm sorry, but I'm the only one who can't separate the character he played in Joe Dirt with Kid Rock, because that's all I can think of when I think of Kid Rock running for
Senate. I find
funny.
It annoying.
I don't really have much use for him.
No.
I love him, and I'd be so supportive of this. Let's go, Kid.
Okay, Jennifer. Dave Matthews in the musical news. Those of you, this is a little bit late for you, Victoria, but Jennifer, you can still take advantage of Dave playing at weddings.
Yeah.
He played at a Long Island wedding this past weekend.
Not a fan of Dave Matthews.
You're not a fan of Dave Matthews?
She'd rather have Kid Rock. Totally.
Much rather have Kid Rock.
Really?
Oh, any day of the week. Are you kidding? Dave Matthews is boring. Everybody in this crowd is just jacked up and high. I mean, it's just, ugh.
Really? Are they on blow?
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask.
No, this is a weed crowd.
The weed crowd?
Oh, yeah. Only you are on blow.
Yeah, really? Only
Yeah, what's that supposed to mean? Only I'm on blow. What does that mean?
He's on the blow, just to make it even worse.
What is blow again, Doug?
Blowhards. It's 28 past the hour on the DJV Experience.
Allergy sufferers? The name's Nigel. I'm a well-educated owl, therefore well-versed in the difference between what's wise and unwise. Talking like a pirate on a job interview. Unwise. Using new Zysol for 24-hour relief of your allergy symptoms? Quite wise. In a clinical study, 90% of allergy sufferers who use Zysol felt powerful 24-hour relief after just one day. So for continuous allergy relief, don't be unwise. Be wise all. Take new Zysol. Use as directed.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
80% of Americans are hitting the road this summer. Got advice?
A high-performance summer tire such as Kumho Exta PS91 provides great handling in wet and dry conditions.
Travelers, spend more now to get the most.
Use the Barclaycard Arrival Plus World Elite MasterCard. There's a great sign-up bonus, and you earn 2 miles per dollar spent on all purchases, and those miles won't expire.
And stay connected on the road.
You don't have to be a Verizon subscriber to get Hum by Verizon. The connected car device features vehicle diagnostics, emergency assistance, and a Wi-Fi hotspot.
Crawling is the new plank, and lots of sleep is the new fitness necessity. And the gear matters whatever the workout. The new Vanity Fair Sport Bra offers separation and support with strong front straps to control bounce and breathable moisture-wicking fabric to help keep you dry when working out. Need to get rid of that post-gym hair? Sebastian Dark Oil is my pick. It disappears in seconds and smooths hair, yet pumps fullness and makes styling so much easier. And I find it lasts up to 48 hours. Hydration is easy. Fiji Water now delivers to your doorstep.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind. I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me, so I was relieved to find that treatments for some forms of AMD are available, and research for additional treatments is underway. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Uphill the battle to make sure that the day is the best it possibly can be. Sometimes that's an uphill battle, but we're here to take on the challenge, the DJV, Dimensional Direction Report on what's happening today. I'm Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen is here. We'll have some sports news in a moment. First, I would like you all to check your hair color. Look around the room. Any redheads with you? Jennifer, you're not redheaded.
No, I always wanted to be, though.
Well, you can fix it either.
I feel like you could totally pull that off.
Yeah.
My skin's awfully pink, though, but I guess all redheads are pink, right?
The right shade of red, though. You could do it.
I've seen Kara with several different colors.
Have you?
Yeah,
pictures.
Are you
even stalking my Facebook page?
Nah, just see what's what and who's who.
Yeah, didn't you do a color, Kara? Or were you talking about doing pink or blue or something?
I don't know. I'm kind of reddish in the beginning of college. It was like a strawberry blonde. And then I did bleach blonde. I've done dark brown. Now I'm just kind of a natural, mousy, blondie brown.
Mousy.
I think I've seen you with a couple of different hair colors too, Victoria.
Really? What colors?
I don't know. Green goes with that green dress.
Yeah, the green to go with my green dress.
All right, so here's the story about redheads. It appears, as redheads have been examined by somebody who had nothing better to do, that about 1% of the population, 1 to 2%, like 2 in 100, are redheads. And I wondered about what that did. There are those who say redheads have fiery dispositions. Redheads have freckles. You notice that about redheads? So you can tell the real redhead from the bottle redhead by whether or not he or she has freckles.
Oh, yeah. My roommate is a redhead, and one of my best friends from home is a redhead. And both of them, they don't tan in the summer. They just get more freckles.
Freckles.
Yeah. And then the freckles turn out. Yeah.
The ancient Greeks believed that redheads would turn into vampires when they died.
Interesting.
How about that? Dark
hair. Did you ever hear the old saying, my grandfather used to joke about this, that men date blondes, they marry brunettes, and they have affairs with redheads? Did you ever hear that?
No. Funny. Really? Say that again. They marry blondes.
They date blondes. They marry. Yep. So it's like you date the Marilyn, you marry the Jackie, and you have an affair with whoever a hot redhead would be.
Really?
That's what they say.
Yeah. I guess I need to... Do I need to dye my hair blonde or brown in that
situation?
Start
with blonde.
Okay,
and then
I'll go blonde, and then I'll dye it brown. Okay.
Dark hair may turn red or blonde in cases of severe protein deficiency. So if you don't change, if you don't have enough, what happens to people like me? Apparently, I didn't know this early on, or I would have done something about it. You have a copper deficiency, and that's when your hair turns white. If you don't have enough copper in your system, I started turning gray when I was in my 30s. And for, 30 years, I colored my hair. And some of it was better than others. Some of it was off. I look back at old pictures. It looked stupid. And then some of it was really well done. And then when I met Meredith, she said, you probably look better if your hair were natural. So it went natural, and now my hair is kind of white, actually. Yes.
Don't you have a red? You've got some red in your family, though, because Miles has red hair.
Miles has a It's on, I think, Matthew's side, though, and the red has it's sort of gone away. He still has a little bit of red tint in his hair. But when
did
he
go
younger,
blonder or darker?
It's a little lighter. I think it's as I recall. Yeah, a little bit lighter.
Actually,
one of the medical sides
point.
Of this, though. Red-headed women especially bruise more easily, and people who have red hair need to check themselves out from their 40s and on because they have a risk of developing Parkinson's.
I thought you were going to say skin cancer, which makes sense.
That makes sense,
they're
too.
So much paler, but...
Right. All right, the story of Brandon Rogers on people's minds today. This is a fellow who always wanted to be a doctor. He also loved singing. He came from a ministerial background. Father was a preacher. And so in church, he sang gospel music. So when he got to the University of Virginia, he majored in religious studies, prepared to also go to medical school. So by the time he was 29, he had become an osteopathic surgeon, practicing in Virginia in the Hampton Roads area. Had 95,000 followers on Instagram. Because of the videos, he's known as the singing doctor. Like I'm known as the singing talk host personality. Anyway, he had a great tenor voice, Jennifer. Mm-hmm. His rendition of On Bended Knee, which was done by Boys to Men, had gone viral online, caught the attention of the members of a singing group, so they invited him to perform with them.
Oh, nice.
It was involved in an audition for America's Got Talent. So he was in front of Simon. Simon's the only one that I find appealing. But he's gotten softer as he's gotten older.
He's nicer since he has
a kid. He's liking stuff. And coming across as very likable. Anyway, so Rogers and this group got on America's Got Talent.
If you watched it the other night, Brandon's episode aired Tuesday night.
Yeah, did you see his audition? Because
it was amazing.
His voice is so good.
You're killing a car crash, though.
Yeah.
That a lucky chance.
Yes.
But what is that was always meant.
I'd like him.
What a beautiful voice.
Simon said you're one of the best singers we've had in the competition so far.
Kind of got that Stevie Wonder sound.
Yeah.
But he got killed in a car crash.
Yep.
It was not of his doing.
Right.
Now the driver fell asleep at the wheel and crashed into him and pushed him into a tree, and that was the end of him.
Ugh.
In Maryland. It will be you. a shame.
It's so sad.
Yeah, it is kind of. He could have had his dream. I guess he got his dream.
Well, I guess he got a bit of it, right? He was probably in one of the best moments of his life, thinking that all of this was ahead of him. But man,
and you know, one of the interesting things watching the audition was Howie, when he was commenting on it and was saying he was such a good singer, was saying, you know, why did you even, you wasted all this time going to doctor school. Yeah. You could have become a singer because your voice is so amazing. And I think he kind of had already reached his dream, because the way he talked about being a doctor and the way he looked when Howie said that was like, well, no, I didn't want to be a singer. This is like a cool thing to be on the side. Mm. But being a doctor was what it sounded like he really wanted to be.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it sucks.
Probably
at least he got to audition and see part of his dream through before that, but
yeah, but follow your dreams.
Yeah.
That's the lesson in there. Do what you want to do. Go where you want to go. Have that feeling, that wonderful feeling of satisfaction that you get from doing what you want to do and being around the people that you want to be around. That's it. 43 past the hour. Time now for Jennifer and Victoria to update the latest sports news. Let's go to Dodger Stadium first, Jennifer, where there's a new Jumbotron act, it looks like. Well,
I don't know about that, but there was a big story in Los Angeles. It happened last weekend before the All-Star break. There was an elderly woman who kind of stole the show. Even though the Dodgers have been performing very well, they've got a great season. Oh, nothing, the best record in baseball. But can you tell them a Dodger homer?
What? The best the Red Sox are better than the Dodgers. Come on.
Yeah, in what world? Please.
Yeah.
Give me a break. Anyway, she's at the Dodger game this past Saturday, and she was up kind of dancing, and she got caught by one of the cameras, and so her image was on the Jumbotron, and she started dancing kind of funny, like a little, you know, funny, seductive dance, and so the crowd started egging her on, and she lifted up her shirt and flashed the entire stadium. It got a gasp from all the people in attendance in the audience as the woman went from, like, waving her arms and shaking her hips to lifting her shirt, exposing her bra. The Los Angeles stadium screens then quickly snapped to a nice, wholesome image of a player in the field. They got off of that image fast. Cody Bellinger, who is at the All-Star game right now, he took part in that home run derby, said he missed seeing the between-innings show, but that some of his teammates caught what he described as the rally granny. He said, some of my teammates were talking about it a little bit. You don't see that much at a baseball stadium. Dave Roberts, who is the manager of the Dodgers, said he too missed the show, but heard about it from some of his players. He said, quote, I guess they said I had missed opportunity. He said, while laughing. Very, very funny. She had a great time. And by the way, the Dodgers won. So.
Oh, come on.
This is the kind of granny that I want to be when I'm a granny.
flashing your granny bra.
You're already becoming a granny. Yay.
Well, believe me, she didn't show very much. I mean, there are people probably in the crowd dressed in less than
she had a granny bra on, so right, it's not like you really saw anything besides the midriff. But come on. Have a little fun.
All right, Victoria. The latest on Andy Murray. By the way, there was a discussion on this program in some way, shape, or form by Andy Murray a week or so ago because he was having trouble with his hips. And Uri Geller, the mentalist and friend of mine, a friend of this program, encouraged people through an article in one of the newspapers in England to all think positively about Andy Murray and his hip. And that supposedly is what got him to the match at Wimbledon. But then things didn't go so well. So what's the story, Victoria?
Well, he is no longer in the running at Wimbledon. He drew applause, however, across the internet yesterday. He was giving a post-match press conference, and he, of course, lost to Sam Querrey. And the reporter said, Andy, Sam is the first American player to reach the semifinal of a slam since 2009. And then Andy quickly corrected him and said, first male player, reminding him that, hello, women's tennis exists. And that there are two sisters named Venus and Serena that we may want to remember. So it's not the first time that he's reminded reporters about women's tennis. During the 2016 Olympics, he was being interviewed by John Inverdale. And he had mentioned then that Serena and Venus had also won multiple gold medals after Inverdale said to him, you're the first person ever to win two Olympic tennis gold medals. And then, of course, Andy Murray said, well, Venus and Serena have won about four each. So Twitter, of course, is very quick to praise him. His own mother tweeted, that's my boy. And Dawn Rhodes, who's a reporter for the Chicago Tribune, she tweeted, it's so rare that a male athlete has a brain that's so automatically programmed to credit accomplishments of women. So he got lots of love yesterday on Twitter.
Well, I do that for women all the time.
You do. You do.
I don't get some credit.
Oh, jeez.
Well, become the number one tennis player in the world.
Yeah.
Number one male tennis player
in
the world.
He and I do have something in common. I got a bad hip at the moment, too. So there it is. It's not from swinging at tennis balls, though. It's from chasing cows around. Anyway.
Oh, boy.
I made a good story in and of itself, right?
The Ford Summer Sales Event is in full swing. Get 0% financing for 72 months plus an additional $1,000 on top of your trade-in. It's summer's hottest deal on vehicles like Ford Fusion, Escape, Mustang, and Explorer. Offer ends July 31st. Take on summer right with Ford, America's best-selling brand, and save big across a full lineup of Ford vehicles. Get 0% financing for 72 months plus $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Hurry into the summer sales event going on now only at your Ford dealer. Best selling based on 2016 sales. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months of $1,389 per month for 1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Trade assist cash requires trade-in of 95 or newer vehicle or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after delivery. Not available on Mustang, Shelby, GT350, GT350R. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details. Take new retail delivery from dealer stock by July 31st, 2017.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that does nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now.
Call 888-997-WAVE. That's 888-997-9283. Or go to dryair123.com for the WAVE Indoor Air Quality Package.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here's Helen Kriebel.
I love to learn about antiquated laws that are still on the books. Sometimes quaint and often downright funny. You can be fined in Kentucky if you don't bathe at least once a year. Or in South Dakota, if you fall asleep in a cheese factory. In New York, you cannot wear slippers after 10 p.m. And in Vermont, you can't tie your giraffe to a telephone pole. Such silly rules never made good sense, and they are certainly not appropriate for government today. Had they looked through the lens of liberty at the time, citizens would have recognized that such trivial rules were an affront to freedom, even when they were first adopted. In every state and community, the law books need to be reviewed and cleaned up often, and such old and dusty rules should be swept out.
All regulations curtail freedom, but we can fix that. Find out how at lensofliberty.org.
Staples knows that when the leave-behinds for your sales call get left behind at your office, it's time. When you need to print 30 pages and you're 300 miles from the office, it's time. And when the intern packed the Harrington file, not the Farrington file.
Ugh, my bad.
It's definitely time. And it's times like these when you can count on Staples. Access your files from email, the cloud, or USB, and then print, copy, fax, or scan them, and get back to business fast. Visit your nearby Staples. It's pro time.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
expectation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
After the hour now, Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan, who knows about all things technological. You do. Don't
disagree. Thank you. That's very nice. I'm a tech enthusiast, not an expert.
Well, that's all right. We're all enthusiasts. We don't have to be experts. We can just be enthusiasts.
Yes.
And this Tech Talk time is powered by Champion. Many pretenders, some contenders, only one champion. We'll have the results of the research done in the last 24 hours by Victoria into technology right after this.
The Ford Summer Sales Event is in full swing. Get 0% financing for 72 months plus an additional $1,000 on top of your trade-in. It's summer's hottest deal on vehicles like Ford Fusion, Escape, Mustang, and Explorer. Offer ends July 31st. On summer right with Ford, America's best-selling brand, and save big across a full lineup of Ford vehicles. Get 0% financing for 72 months plus $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Hurry into the summer sales event going on now only at your Ford dealer.
Best-selling based on 2016 sales. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month for 1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Trade assist cash requires trade-in of 95 or newer vehicle or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after delivery. Not available on Mustang, Shelby, GT350, GT350R. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details. Take new retail delivery from dealer stock by July 31st, 2017.
I have to get to sleep.
Tom had a stressful day, and now he can't shut down at bedtime.
Need sleep?
To fall asleep fast, millions of people turn to Unisom Sleep Gels. They're non-habit-forming and quickly help you sleep soundly so you wake recharged. Tom? Unisom Sleep Gels. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredient diphenhydramine hydrofluoride.
Jerry, I thought I'd add my two cents before we do this new study on texting and walking. Apple has set up its first data center in China. This is something that Chinese are requiring for foreign companies who handle this. They're being told how to, there's a new law, how to handle this requirement to store every single piece of information from any Chinese users. So they spent $1 billion building this local data management company.
Jeez.
I think that's amazing. This is
just so the Chinese can spy on their people?
Yes. Yeah.
Wow. Yep,
right. They call it digital security regulation, but basically, and Apple acknowledges this and says pretty much that much, that they, because they're the most successful foreign technology company in China, they're the ones that have gone through the ringer first. They spent $1 billion. Can you imagine how much money there must be there if they spent $1 billion to go along with the requirements of the Chinese government, the regulations, so they can watch whatever people are doing? That's $1 billion.
Yeah.
Just to monitor stuff. Wow.
Nuts.
All right. Anyway, there's a new study on texting and walking. This is something that's sort of on the heels of something else we were talking about with regard to the how reliable these things that you have, the walking measurements are. But this is much more profound, I think, don't you?
Yeah, this is an interesting study. It's basically filled with common sense, but people who like to walk and text at the same time probably think they're multitasking and that they're getting things accomplished. Turns out, based on this new study conducted by scientists at a UK university, they challenged a sample of people, I think it was about 30 people, to use their phones while going through a short obstacle course. Now, it wasn't like jumps and things like that, but it was basically what you might encounter on a regular sidewalk. And it was an 18-foot long walkway, and you have to step up at one point and then step down. All of the subjects had to go 12 times through it, doing different things like reading a message, talking on the phone, composing a message, or the final option was nothing, no phone. And of course, any time you were doing anything, it slowed down your walking and it slowed down your productivity. So one of the things they found is that test subjects took twice as long to make it through the 18-foot obstacle course when they were writing a message, and 67% longer when they were reading one. Talking on the phone slowed them down as well, but not as much as composing a text. And one of the most surprising things is no one actually fell down, because I'm sure we have all seen people falling off the side of curbs and
fall down.
All kinds of walking into traffic. So keep your head up and stop texting and walking is basically the moral of the story.
All right, we got about a half a minute here. Uber and tipping. How is this new different? I thought you tipped using the computer.
Well, in the app, in 121 cities now with Uber, you can tip. And the interesting thing about it is you can tip up to a week after your trip.
Oh, I thought the tip was included in part of the charge. Frankly, I've used it. All right, more to come.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.